Does your group have a proposal to get more people into the workforce?
What we would propose is a solution that would address the problem, which is that billionaires don't pay the same rate into Social Security as the rest of us. And that is what the actuaries say drives the entire problem, not the worker dependency ratio.
Where, do you have the proposal?
I have a proposal that would solve the problem, not one that would aim at something that does not factor in.
Can you send me the proposal?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's Senator Sanders' bill. I'm a co-sponsor.
So
blow the cap. It's the blow the cap bill. Create a donut hole so someone who's earns less than $400,000, but more than what the current top number is, which is what,
176.
Yeah, 176 right now, that they don't pay any additional, but that you get that 6% for all income above $400,000. That's the bill. Mr. Lawson, some Republicans have proposed raising the full retirement age to 69 or 70 to protect Social Security solvency and avoid benefit cuts. This is misleading. Can you share the actual impact of raising the retirement age would have on Social Security benefits and on the adults who rely on them?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Every year the retirement age is raised, it's a 7% benefit cut across the board to everybody's Social Security benefits. It's not like a benefit cut, it is a benefit cut. Because the retirement age really has nothing to do with when you retire, it is just the mathematical point at which you receive your full benefits. So if you raise it, then you're cutting everyone's benefits by 7%. Even Social Security, the most popular and effective program in America, is not safe. Last month, a Republican representative who's a member of the Doge caucus, like Chairman Scott, told me personally that there will be some cuts to Social Security and Medicare. Let me be clear, these proposed cuts will do nothing to lower costs for average Americans or older adults. These cuts are being proposed to offset the cost of tax handouts for billionaires and corporations who've been shown to be responsible for rising costs themselves. This Congress should value the interest of older adults above the wealthiest Americans, and I hope that the Aging Committee will lead that charge. There is also bipartisan agreement across this country about what people don't want in response to rising prices. Republicans, independents, Democrats all agree that not one single penny should be cut from Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and other benefits. There is absolute bipartisan agreement among people everywhere in this country except here in Washington, D.C. Here, you have a Republican majority who's announced proposals to slash trillions of dollars from Medicaid, our country's largest provider of long-term care. Over 9 million Americans over 65 rely on Medicaid. Cuts to Medicaid would force these seniors and their families to pay enormous out-of-pocket costs for long-term care, money they don't have. It would force millions of caregivers, most often women, out of the workforce. This would make it far harder for American families to pay their monthly bills. In addition, these proposals also include cuts to SNAP benefits, which 4.8 million older Americans rely on to put food on the table.
Elon Musk and his band of underage dweebs appear to now have full access to the U.S. Treasury systems, and Democrats are finally showing some teeth.
My friends, the real fork in the road is between democracy and autocracy in America. That's the fork in the road. That's the fork in the road. So, we don't have a lot of time to get this right. Do you want Elon Musk controlling your parents' Social Security checks? Do you want Elon Musk controlling the flow of money to the red states or the blue states? Do you want Elon Musk controlling congressional appropriations to disaster areas around America? Are you willing to fight day and night, dawn and dusk, to fight Elon Musk and take our government back?
So it feels like the people of America have woken up. We are wide awake to the fraud that is being perpetuated on this country inside this building, and we are not going to stand for it.
And I don't know about you, but I think the United States Senate should vote for a single nominee that's going to participate in this fraud. When we open up the Senate every single morning, we don't pledge allegiance to the billionaires. We don't pledge allegiance to Elon Musk. We don't pledge allegiance to the creepy 22-year-olds working for Elon Musk. We pledge allegiance to the United States of America. And so I want to make sure that my mother gets her security, her Social Security check, not because she pledges allegiance to Elon, but because she pledges allegiance to the United States of America.
We will see you in the courts, in Congress, in the streets. Elon Musk is a Nazi nutball baby. A godless, lawless billionaire who no one elected. Elon, this is the American people. This is not your trashy Cybertruck that you can just dismantle, pick apart, and sell the pieces of.
Americans do not want billionaires to benefit from massive tax cuts funded by killing Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. And Republicans know this. These cuts will be wildly unpopular, even with Trump's most racist and indoctrinated and hate-filled voters. Everybody either relies personally or at the very least knows somebody who relies on these benefits to survive. Now, this could end up being a cracking point for Donald Trump, and we have to keep the pressure and the spotlight on exactly what this evil little Nepo Nazi and his minions are up to.
Members make a difference here at TYT. You help make the show happen, and we see you in the chat with your loyalty badge. Click the join button to become a member today.